Hello, how are you? Welcome to church. You this side, turn around among yourself. This side, go to that side.
Pastor, why are you doing like this?
Go and greet this one over there. You are the bigger brother right now, bigger sister. Go and greet them over there. You guys now, don't sit down there now. Meet them now. Get up now. Come on, shake hands with somebody. Come on, do that. Shake hands with somebody around among yourself over there now. Okay, you can even leave your borders, go somewhere else. And greet somebody you don't know. Greet somebody you don't know. Just say hello to them. Church breaks all the barriers. All right. Church breaks all the barriers. Okay. If you are like me, introvert, you won't feel like getting up. And if you are extrovert, you won't feel like sitting back. You want to keep on. Everybody has. Great to have you around. I love to come to church to see your faces because I'm not trying to say anything that is trying to make you feel one kind, but you're just one in millions. You don't know the meaning of that. Biologically speaking, the chance of you being alive is almost zillions. But you are here. You are here. That when you are conceived in the womb, several millions of sperm cells look for one egg. And your own made it. So you're literally one in millions. Clap for yourself. Literally one in millions. But the trouble is that when you enter this life, they want to classify you and commonize you. Thank you. They want to make you feel as if you have to be this and be that, look like this, look like that, to be something. So I like to be a boundary breaker or barrier breaker. I like to. A pastor doesn't look like this on Sunday morning. But my guys, I got some guys who I run around with. I mean, not physically, electronically, you know. They look like this on Sunday morning. Huh? Some of them even go further. They will wear under a t-shirt and leave this one open. And they run big, big churches. They're abroad. Nigerian church, you see somebody just only with 10 people, it's 3-piece suit. Close to me. Just 10 people in the church. You know, no problem. It's all right. It's all right. I'm just different. You know, praise God. I came this morning with my shirt up to this. So when I came in, for the kind, they had his own shirt roll up. So I said, let me join him. So I roll up my shirt too. Great. All right. Something I want to do today, I finished with it last week. I was rounding up. And Pastor, how do you get what to say? How do you get what to say? Let me ask your neighbor, how do you get to grow? Ask him, how do you get to grow? Talk now. How do you get to grow? You just grow none. You know, you just roll with the time. So that's what I do. I roll with the time. Whatever we are, what next to be done, kind of a thing. And then we take from here and there. You are once a child, an infant, a baby, and you move around, and then you move around, then you move on. But above all, let me tell you, my greatest excitement is your life. Your life is my greatest excitement, to be honest with you. I'm not saying this because I just want to officially package you. No, not really. I'm saying that what matters most to me is your life. You know why I said that? Because if Jesus could dare leave heaven and come here and died for you, who am I not to give you that kind of special level treatment? Let's clap for our lives again one more time. It's worth living. Our life is worth living. There's nothing suicidal about a Christian. There's nothing suicidal. You know, a lot of time when you look at your life, you don't have this, you don't have that. Like last week, a pastor just messaged me and he said, I'm 50 years old today. I don't have a house of my own. I don't have a car of my own. Look at my life. Please pray for me that all these things will arrive quickly. You know, can I share with you what I sent to him? I sent him Psalm 20. I said, here, here's my prayer for you. Let's read it together. Psalm 20. Can you give us on the screen? Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. Let's keep on. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice, Selah. Go on. May he grant you according to your heart desire and fulfill all your purpose. That's in the Bible. Can you notice that? Beautiful psalm. Let's go on. We will rejoice in your salvation and your fullness of your blessing. And in the name of our God, we'll set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Somebody say amen to that. I love the next two verses or three verses. Now I know that the Lord saved his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Let's go on. Some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we remember whose name? Last verse, if I'm correct. They are bowed down and falling, but we have risen and stand upright. Tell yourself, at the end of this life, I will stand upright. Save, Lord. May the King answer us when we call. Hallelujah. Today, I want to talk about taking your own. Write it down. Taking my own. Taking my own. Taking my own. You know, there are problems with people because they read the Bible upside down. That's what we say it in my village. Kabibere Lodi. You know, the Bible upside down. They read the Bible. You know, the Bible is in two parts. They read the old and the new. And they run their life by the old. Come on. You just buy a new machine and you want to go and see the guide on Facebook or on Twitter or whatever. They put the guide there. And you see old manual and new manual. Which one will you operate by? Answer me. Usually, you read the old manual to compare and contrast Note 10 from Note 20. Are you hearing me? Samsung Galaxy. Are you hearing me? Huh? But you don't live in Note 10 with Note 20 phone in your hand. So we have the Old Testament. We have the New Testament. The old is for us to have a glimpse of what God has done, a shadow and a type. But the new actually is where we're living on. We are under the new of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me, somebody here? So people go to Old Testament. You see our churches, that's where they run. Even when you go to their church, the church is built like Old Testament. They say, holy of holy place. For instance, people come over here, they say, this is a holy place. This is altar. It's not altar. We don't offer sacrifice here. See, this pastor is crazy, man. This is not altar. We preach from here. We don't offer sacrifice. I won't mind you bringing the cows. I'll take it home. Huh? We don't offer sacrifice. This is not most holy place, holy place. No. When we are building this building, I built this place as a common place. That's why we do the cutting of the cake. So if you never think of coming up, cake day, you come here. No, it's not. It's just God. Our holy place now is not physical, it's spiritual. And wherever you are the temple of God. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Amen. Now, under the Old Testament, there's a problem there. Please listen to this. You have to wait for God to give you your own. You have to wait. Now, under the Old Testament, what matters is whether you are called or not. Are you called? If you are not called, you don't come near. You must never touch the Ark of the Covenant, except if you do, they sing your funeral. Some things you don't do, some things you don't touch, some things you don't do. You see, they have all kinds of sacrifices for girls, boys, different places, am I right? If you read the Old Testament, for instance, if you are born as a girl, you spend longer time unclean than clean. Huh? All that stuff is just Old Testament because of where they were. But we have moved on. For instance, under the old, women don't come near. But under the new, women were the ones who saw Jesus first. Can you clap your hands for women? So it's not about, when you come, see that some of you, that's your problem. All these guys that torment you on YouTube and Facebook, they will come in like that. You see the same thing today, they are wearing white, they wear cap. That's the Old Testament kind of a thing. Huh? And I'm in trouble. I'm thinking that when you wear white, you are near God. You know what I feel like saying? I won't say it in church. You know what this pastor does? You don't wear white everything. It doesn't make any difference whether you are black or zebra. God doesn't look at the appearance. Drop dead. Out. Christ had no special clothes. He was a regular guy. In fact, he was so regular that they had to pick Judas to pick him among them. If he had one cap and one tall and altar boy, they knew him now. They didn't have to pay any money to get him. So, you see, under the new is a different thing. But can I tell you the secret? Even pastors don't read New Testament. They don't read it. You know why? Because if they read it, the bobo will leave your eyes. recently, they were arguing about Paul. I just laugh at them. I said, Paul, 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 Paul. So, under the old, you have to wait. Huh? God will bless me one of these days, so God's going to take me home. Under the old, they discuss destiny. I am mommy. Oh, I love to do ledu mari. I am mommy. You know the song now? Oh, you don't know. Your daddy was once singing that kind of song. And they are always that kind of a thing. Are you listening, everybody? See, they talk about destiny under the old. But hear me. Under the new, we are family of God. Your destiny is to live as a child of God. That's the best thing. I mean, it's no longer destiny. You choose. For instance, when you are at your father's house, you can choose what to eat in the morning. Am I right? You see, if you're a house boy, what do you do? When they say rice, rice nani. When they say beans, beans nani. When they say, ikokore. But if you're a child in the house, your family, your mom, your dad, you say, mom, I ate rice yesterday. I don't want rice today. Yeah, let's go a step further. So under the new, please listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. Under the new, you don't wait like a servant at the door. You enjoy the family inheritance. You take what you need. So come and take your own. Is that all right? There's one beautiful song in Yoruba I love. Years ago, when I was growing up, they sing it, Jesu Kore Dale. Oh, you know the song? You know, I like that. He never said, Jesu Mulowo Owoju Eboya Wafun Okone Funwe. You do that what I just said? No longer looking at your face, I don't like you. You go back like that, go back like that. Go back. No, he just said, Dale. Dale. You know how you dale? Dale. Then you pick your own. Pastor, what are you saying? Luke 16:16. That's the other version of Matthew 11:12. Jeremiah, you like this one? The law and the prophet were until John. I want woli. I want lofi. Today I'm speaking about because that's what they speak in your father's church and mommy's church. So I want to help you today. I want woli. The prophet and the law were until John. See, prophets were more functional under the Old Testament. You see our parents today, they carry you to places. Huh? And they carry me too. They took me to places and woli I pray. Always in Mercedes-Benz those days. There are better cars now. What if for what boat Irawo here? Trust. Which one is Irawo?
You mean you don't believe in Irawo?
You see, you're still under the Old Testament.
Yes, my star is Sagittarius.
Thank you. Scorpio. Oh, you are a scorpion. Huh? You see, they are giving you their own thing. You wake up in the morning, you read Libra. Libra in the month of April will be stupid. And then you start patterning your life like that. Sagittarius usually are very, very moody. So you start getting moody. They just condition your life like women condition their hair. Are you hearing me? But under the new, it's not like that. Look at that. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached and everyone is what? Taking their own. Wow, I love that. Are you here, everybody? Are you here, everybody? You see, stop thinking like this. One of these days, God will make me like that. Get up and become it. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Get up and become it. Get up and become it. Grow up to it. You see, under the Old Testament, nobody grows. You are either it or not. You are either born again or born again. But under the new, we grow. You know why God actually appointed all these pastors and apostles and prophets? Not to be making us all over the place. You know why God gave us apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists? Let me show you. Ephesians 4 verse 11. And he himself, Jesus, gave some to be what? What? Apostles. Some what? Prophets. Some what? Evangelists, some pastors and teachers. So all of them, he gave them for what? So they can go around and divide us as ministries. This is a rock foundation, deeper life, redeemite. What else? Somebody said, when we get to heaven, we spend 5 years learning the names of churches and ministries. Huh? So, when the name has finished, you have to start adopting it. Rock Foundation, Everlasting Gospel Church. So, Rock Foundation is eternal. So, let's do another. Then, after, say, Rock Foundation, Eternal, Everlasting Gospel Church. To register the name. Why did he give all of them? For one purpose. Can you look up here? You know, we're not told all this. So, our parents are just going around. You know, their parents just go around looking for somebody to bam, say. He gave all this, some prophets, apostles, evangelists, for what? Take a look. For what? Look at next verse. For the keeping of the saints for the work of the ministry. Can you give us an NLT? It makes it easier, all these complicated words. Give us from verse 11 again. Oh, beautiful. Come and see. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers. You know, today, everybody's an apostle now. Everybody's a prophet. My name is Pastor Tony Amosu. I'm Tony Amosu. I don't like title. Pastor, you don't want promotion? My friend was telling me one bishop, he didn't have a car, so he had to go somewhere to attend the program. So he wore all the bishop regalia and mounted Okada. So when the Okada took off, his cap started flying. I like John the Baptist. The Bible said he was wearing camel skin, aka jeans, and he was eating wild honey. Gave all this. Look at next verse. For what? Look at it. Everybody, let me hear your voice. What do you say? Their responsibility, can you look up? Read with me. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do God's work and build up the church. We are the church, the body of Christ. Look at next verse. Where are they going? That what? Instead, okay, this guy's giving a problem now. What's your problem? Are you there? This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith. Can you look up? A knowledge of God's Son that will become what? That become what? Mature in the law, measuring up to the full and complete standard. See, what God is after. Why did they send you to school? So that the teacher will become professor? No! So you can become graduate. Am I correct? And then go out and do something with your life. Am I correct? The purpose of the church is not to keep you forever. I know you'll not be here forever, particularly you young guys. You're going to go. But I want to add to your life where you are going to, so you'll be able to celebrate when you get here. Let me make you laugh. One couple left Nigeria from our church to go to Canada. My wife was talking to them, you know, in Canada. And he said, you know what? Thank God for live streaming from church. We went to one church. We just sit down there. He said, they just argue. They went to Sunday school. Like you do guilt and co. They just be hugging. This is my own opinion. That's your own opinion. That's my opinion. He said, when we finish service, we just say, thank God that's live stream. So they go back home and watch live streaming. And our live streaming now is top of the notch. Have you watched it lately? It's so beautiful. You can even stay at home and watch it. It's so beautiful. So clean. He said, look at next verse. That will no longer be children. Then will no longer be immature like children. If you are going to a church for 3-4 years, I still behave like kindergarten. Your pastor and you need koboko. So I know you're going to leave town. I know you're going somewhere else. Don't go to church where, when you get to church, first of all, you go and fully ballet for pastor. Pastor, you hold his shoes. Huh? You know, in our church, I don't like people to kneel down before me. They kneel down. And then, you know, don't talk to me, kneel down. I saw Peter. You know, Peter's number one apostle. He went to Cornelius' house. Cornelius saw him because angel told him to come and get Peter. Can you imagine? Angel recommended Peter. Huh? And the guy said, this must be. So he fell down. You know what Peter said? Peter said, get up. I'm a man like you. Abadebo is a man like you. Hey, what did you say that? He goes to toilet too. You like that one? See, I know I'm scattering your head. Now, don't go and tell your mommy at home what I just said. So you say, how can you say that? But honor only one. He's eating with God. Huh? You know, they have all these things about people. You're just normal. You're just your servant to help you grow and mature. Clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. He said, we won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. See them on Facebook today. Oh, one young lady sent me a text on my birthday a couple of years ago. Sisinife. He said, Reverend, I want to thank you from my youth up in Trinity Church. I listened. I was enjoying myself. All that thing going on, I don't know anything about it. When I got to school, I was stabilized. I saw my classmates throwing up and down. My children would say to me, Daddy, our house is different too. All my classmates have dramas in their houses. Can you imagine somebody, the mother will say to the guy or to the girl, I know that your school fees is not that amount of money. I know it's double. Let's just share it together before your father will know about it. Can you imagine that kind of drama in a home? And they call them Christians. We will not be influencer. When people try to trick us with lies, so clever, they sound like the truth. Are you hearing me? So, I want to show you today that the kingdom of God is different. This kingdom, of course, we respect pastors and ministers. They are supposed to bring us up, but we can take our own. Tell yourself, I can take my own. Say that again, I can take my own. Taking your own. Getting up to. You see, there's something about growing up that's so good. See, when you are small, they can give you everything. Give you food. You say, mommy. They put bread, butter inside it, wrap it, and give it to you. You eat it. You eat meat. You can't eat meat. Mommy will first of all, or that is first of all, say, open your mouth. Ah, you are happy. But can you imagine 18 years old? You wake up in the morning and say, mommy, tea. I want bread. It's butter. Either you are sick. Mommy will say, Mugbe, Mugbe. So, today, taking your own. Go back to Luke 16:16. Come and see, quickly. It says, until John the Baptist, the law, the prophet, prophesied. Give us in NLT, Luke 16:16. Until the John the Baptist, the law of Moses and messages of the prophet were your guides. Oh, did you see that? One week, next 1 week, don't go out. Alagbanipe, what if he can consider? But now, take a look. The good news of the kingdom of God is preached, and everyone, say that with me, everyone is eager to get in. Are you eager?
Pastor, I don't know. Nigeria is difficult. So even to get visa these days, I don't know.
Get eager to get in. Tell yourself, I'm going to jump in. I'm going to leap in. I'm going to get my own portion in life. Come on. Let's look at this. The book of Psalm also prophesied about today. It says, in the book of Psalm, what did he say? He said something about, let's go and see it. Psalm 23. Our real shepherd is Jesus. Let's look at verse 5. Give us an NKJV. The book of Psalm 23, verse 5. You prepare a table before me. Where? Hey, can you see that picture? Can you see that picture? You prepare a table. You don't prepare a table before enemy. You prepare missiles and drones, right? You don't go put your dining table in your enemy's house. But we are in this world where there are trials and tribulations. And God is saying, you got a table. In the midst of all this mess going on in the world, God said, I have a portion for you. Can you say amen to that? He said, you anoint my head with oil. That's the meaning of Christian. Christian means anointed one. And what is the next? See that word. Can you see that word with me? I got my stick over here. Use. Oh, you hear a Bible now. That Bible is interesting. Come and see. I want to just show you. See that word? My cup runs over. Can you see that? What's the meaning of that? Who can tell me? Paul. What's the meaning of my cup? I can't ask you because this is what you blow. It doesn't run over. Yeah, who can tell me something running over? Help me now. What's the meaning of running over? Is that a bottle of water? Is it full? Okay. Do you have another smaller container? Can I get something? A small cup or something? A small something container? That's too small. Can we see it in the camera? I want something small cup. No, I want water is there. No, I want something like small cup or something. Okay, my bottle is full. Okay, I want something like small bottle or something. I just want a small bottle. Small, no, that's too big. I want something small. I want to show you something. Something small. If I cut it into two, that'd be great. Show you something. My cup, give us this verse in Message Bible. Taking my own. You serve me. Hey, look at the screen. What is it? Somebody says six course. You guys, only one course. Bad day. You know, recently one of my friends took me to a particular restaurant that they serve Thailand food. I don't care about food actually. So we got there and they brought out all kinds of things. They said, I should be checking the paper. I said, forget it. Pick it, let me eat it. All kinds of things. You know? Six course dinner right in front of my enemies while I'm in this world. Tell yourself, I'll be so much blessed in these terrible places. I'll be so much blessed. You revive my drooping head because of dollar exchange rate. And my comb brims with what? Tell somebody beside you, he's talking about me. Louder, he's talking about me. Can I have Amplified Bible? Taking your own. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed and refreshed my head with oil. My cup, what does it do? Have I got something now? Thank you. Can you come? Can I get a bottle of water? Come. Stay with me, guy. What's your name? Ruben. What's your name? Olamide. Stay with me. Can I get a bottle of water? Okay, they're getting me one. I want to show you. My cup runs over. I don't want to use your water. It's expensive. Okay, good. Okay, all right. Now, let's see running over. Put some inside it for me. Okay, all right. Stop. Many people, this way they live their life. Never enough. Where even they have enough, they blow it down. That's where they live. This is never enough. Next one, can you fill up to the brim? If you get over here, you should be celebrating. Go and live at Banana Island and eat mangoes there. Now God said, my cup runs over. Let's come to this side. Can we do running over? Keep running, man. That's my life, man. So others will bring their cup and catch from my own. Did you get that? I was in Lagos before I came here. When I came to this town, I discovered it's a dry ground. So I told myself, I can't afford to have just enough. I must have more than enough. Thank you. Ushers, help us. Now, to have that, you must learn how to take your own. And to take your own, God said, be eager to get in. Don't wait for somebody else. The best job, the best life, the best marriage, the best future. Don't wait to think that, Njokon, I can't roll me. No! I was closing last Sunday and I gave you a particular word. Let's go to Matthew 11. And I want to work on that today, how to do that quickly. Matthew 11. Now, I'm reading that story another way. Matthew 11, verse 11. Okay, verse 12, let's jump. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. Now, the same verse we read in Luke is the same verse here in Matthew. So we must interpret Matthew in light of Luke. And Luke in light of what? Now, the violence in this verse is the eager to get in. Not waiting. not sitting down, not expecting that God will bring it to me and put it in my mouth. God told Israel, listen everybody here, the picture of our Christian faith is the promised land. God said to Israel, I've given you the land, go and take it. Am I right? Am I right? Am I right? They have to get up and take it. When they lie down, listen. Can I be honest with you? There are so many enemies around you, abuses of all sorts. All of us over here, we have what I call GE, genetics and environment, that want to limit us and put us. You see, I was a small boy 2 years ago. I'm still a small boy, actually. And you know, you have your genetics, the way you are configured. And then you have environment where you live in. Where I grew up, there was no toilet. There was Salanga. I don't know if you call Salanga. My children one day, I told them, I said, Salanga. They said, Daddy, what's that? I said, oh, go, go, go. I said, hey, well, five family of five, we stay in one room. They said, huh? They got their own room. I said, huh? I said, you don't know. No, go, go. One day, one of my daughters saw somebody, saw one small child carrying load. She's crying. Because in this school waiting, which school? You better go and sell. I carry things on my head to save my money. I don't know about Pastor Adeboye. You know Pastor Adeboye now. His father was dead. His mom was struggling. He said, Mom, can I go to school? I will try primary. They have not gotten the guys to clean this yet. It's getting everywhere. Oh, it's overflowing everywhere now. Don't worry, it's all right. Mama Adeboye, Mama Pastor Adeboye, he said, we can, how can we cope? He said, let's just push through to primary school. Are you listening? And when he finished, he said, Mommy, please, let me try secondary school. See, that violent, that stepping out, and secondary school was over. Thank you very much. Secondary school was over. Okay, stop looking at the mopping. Start listening to me. And then he said, we have tried. He said, Mommy, let's try university. And tried university. Today he has PhD in mathematics. Now somebody said, Allah can favor any. Allah can be. Who can did they? No. He contributed something. He chose to take his own. Now, I want to show you how to take your own by what I gave you last week. Take it by force. They call it in English acronyms. Am I correct? I want to use that word force. Can you take that word force for me? Media, that word force, take it out, put it on the screen. The word force. The word force speaks of something that has to happen in active form. Am I correct? When you use the word rest, it means passive. But the word force, like the guys in the force, Air Force, or Naval Force, or Police Force. That word, Police Force, that word, Naval Force, speak of opposition and activity against opposition. Am I right, somebody here? We don't say police force, there are no criminals. The reason why they said that word violent, take it by force, is the fact that life want to just keep you where you are. Life want to treat you the way it is. But you have to do something. Can you imagine that? You can even get the best result. You go and walk somewhere, they want to keep you down. In fact, you will be getting the best salary. Somebody is waiting to come and take it out of your hand. That's where we live in this life. So let's look at that word force. That word force itself has some kind of a thing about you having, write it down, proactive nature. Proactive nature. When you say a force, for instance, like your man, they do all this banter, that's a word force with it, that I am here to see that things don't go hurry. Am I right? I'm going to oppose the chaos. I'm going to stand against The disturbance. Are we here, everybody? Are we here, everybody? Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. There'll be a lot of disturbances in life. Let me show you the picture of force in action. I don't want to rush myself. Let's go to Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And you see the opposite of not taking your own in life. You know why I'm begging you today? I want you to adopt this policy early enough so that your future will be far better. Don't become 45 and 55 and your wife begging you to go to camp to come and pray over this problem. I don't want your life to be like that. That when you are 55 now, your uncle will be calling you, Ore Adoranio. That's why I'm doing this. Let's go on. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to where? Let's cross over to where? Everybody got where to cross over to. I want to go somewhere. I want to do something with my life. Look at next verse. And then, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. That was Jesus. And other little boats were also with him to go toward their destination. Their destiny. That's what they say. Next verse. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat. So that was already filling. Now, these guys were not serving the devil. They were serving God. These guys were not alone. Christ was with them. These guys didn't go by themselves. Christ said they should go. So there's a promise. There's a presence. But there was still a windstorm. Don't let anybody fool you. That if you just go to God and serve God, everything will be all right by themselves. It's in a lie. I now understand why my daddy was having a problem. He was really godly, Benny. They were godly with Jesus in the boat. And bad things that, let's look at next verse. But he was in the stand, asleep on a pillow. You know, let me drop a bombshell. Sometimes you feel as if God is asleep in your life. Anybody? No, Tom. As if you're just sleeping. Uluwa, you just feel like, God, why are you sleeping? Things are happening to me. You are sleeping. And they awoke him and said, don't you care, God? Don't you care that we are perishing? What? You know, you just can't flow with the flow, man. The flow is windstorm. Are you going to flow with the storm? You're going to find yourself at the deepest part of the lake, the bottom. Look at next verse. Then he what? He arose and rebuked the wind. That's force. And said to the sea, can you imagine? Now, what is a typical godly man would do in Nigeria? This is what they would do. The moment there's a storm, this is what they do first. They will get up and they will say, Dide togun togun, Dide tija tija. Baba, rise on my behalf. Abeko, when you are kneeling down, the boat is sinking. When they got Jesus to get up, he stood up. I know you can't imagine this. Just imagine a small boat on the sea of the lake. You should go to Israel and go and see the lake so you know what I'm talking about. And then you see this boat tossed by all kinds of wind. And you are tiny there in the middle of nowhere. And somebody stood up to the wind. At the edge of the boat. He must be a madman or son of God. And you know who he is. Clap your hands for Jesus. Stopped and he said, hey! Talk to the wind. Can you imagine? You can't see the wind. It's blowing your face. Say, hey, stop it! You can't even hear your voice because the wind is beating it back. But the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. You know, can I be honest with you? I was born weak. I don't like trouble. I look better now. When I was secondary school, even girls could beat me. You know, I don't like anything that want to give me trouble, I want to move away. Then I saw that troubles will always delay me. So I had to learn this different thing. Is it about to rain? Huh? All right, great. So we stay here for 3-4 o'clock. And that was a great calm. Application of force brought a difference. Am I right? Now let's look at this first, the word first. Number one, letter F. The first thing you do to take your portion is to take it by your faith. Faith. Letter F stands for faith. Faith. Pastor, what is faith? Simple. I make it easy for you. Write it down. Faith is taking God by his word. Simple. What is faith? Taking God out by his word. I want to show you a graphic picture of that. Let's go to John 4. John chapter 4. Are you there? Glory to Jesus. Are we there? Okay, you're following me here. Verse 46. So Jesus came, I want you to look at this story. Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made what? Water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick when? Where? Please answer now. Where? At Capernaum. Follow the story. And when he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son. Please, my son is sick. What am I saying? Taking your own right? Taking your own right? And for he was at the point of death. Look at next verse. Then he said to him, unless people see signs and wonders, you by no means faith. Same word for faith and believe. Let's go on. No more said to him, sir, come down before my child dies. Force. It's called force. You see that force? We're having a class demonstration now. Next verse. Oh, are we here? So he said to him, go your way. Wait, the boy is at the point of death, he's dying. And Jesus said, go your way. Read the next one. Let me hear everybody, let me hear it. So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him. And what? Did he see anything? Did he see the baby? No. You see, that's number one thing if you are going to take anything by force. You have to go by knowing what you see. You take God at his word. If God says, I'm going to be the head and not the tail, I can fail that exam 10 times. I'll be the head. Clap your hands for Jesus. You must learn to do faith very early. Hey, I do things by faith. I take what God said. Are you hearing me? Whatever God said, you take it. See, that guy was thinking about his son. He was shaking. Hey, my son's about to die. Jesus said, go home. Your son lives. Give me proof. I said, go home. Go home. For instance, listen to this. If you're going to take Philippians 4:19 in your life, you see your life blossom. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. But if you take that by his word, then there's no need that God will supply. But you look at it and say, did God really say that? Am I really sure?
These days, you can never have husband to marry or wife to marry.
My God shall supply.
There's no job in Nigeria. Everything is just difficult.
My God shall supply.
I really don't know what my parents are doing.
My God will supply.
Pastor, you can talk like that. Let us face reality.
Which reality? Olodo. Can I ask you a question? Is this chair moving? Is this chair moving? You are right, but you are wrong. This chair is moving. Pastor, you are sick. I'm not sick. Scientifically, it's not stable. Molecules are moving here now. This planet is moving around the sun at the same time. I said that's rotating. It's moving at 10,000 miles, 1,000 miles to the other side. Are you moving now? So your head is not correct. You can close the windows, please. Thank you. Your head is not correct. Our head is not correct. What we see is not what is really there. Hello? Pastor is abusing me that my head is not correct. Science said that your head is not correct. I didn't say so. How many of you know that this planet is moving? How many of you know that this planet is moving? Pastor is not moving. I'm here. Did you go to school at all? I like it today. You'll be here till 4 o'clock. Pastor, you'll give me lunch. Okay, let's go home now. Number one, faith. What is faith? You hear God. What he said in the Bible, not the dream you dream at life. The best way to do faith is to see what God said. And when you take it, that's faith. You understand that now? Do we get it now? Okay. You know God will supply your need, then you keep on going to school that the money will come. Huh? You know God will supply all your need, so you start writing your applications and don't stop to get a job. Huh? You know God supply all your need, you make plans for your marriage, like James did. It was not easy, but believing God, God is done. You know why my wife likes me? I'm not so big, but I can believe God. Number one, faith. Letter O, obedience. Letter O, obedience. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. How to take your own. Those who are disobedient don't get much in life. If you disobey traffic rule, you will spend time there. If you disobey instruction in the class, you will not get the best. Look at that on the screen. Everybody look at that verse. If you are willing and what? Obedient. What will happen to you? I'm not hearing my voice. What did he say? You shall eat the good. Give us, can you find Living Bible for us? Media, can you give us a Living Bible? I love Living Bible. Bow for this verse. Oh boy, it's good. Taste good. Can you find for us? Yay! Take a look. If you will only let me help you, if you will only obey, then I will make you rich. Come on, God, let's do it. You hear me? Wow! If you only let me help you, I'm available. Help me, yeah. Help me, kya, kya, kya. Second, if you only obey, then I'll make you rich. I have had some of that in my life, man. I love it. Obeying God. Following God. Experiencing his blessings. So tell your neighbor, obey God. There's something about force. The army, the navy, you obey. Am I right? You don't complain. You don't say, I want to say, move! You don't say, let's negotiate. Is it M or O or V or E? You're going to spend the rest of the day in the guard room. Learn it too. You see, if you're going to be top-notch in your workplace, if you're going to be great in life, get this done early. Don't be dragging your leg, dragging your feet. For instance, something on the internet I had to learn to do, I battled with for about 3 hours yesterday. Till I obeyed that thing, they finally obey me. I went to sleep around 12 midnight. Then I woke up 5 o'clock this morning, come for service. Learning to be obedient to the rules of life. For some of you over here, you don't obey rules of engagement. I mean engagement in relationships. Just go to one girl. Hello, how are you? Like one boy went to see my daughter. Hey, what's up? He said, the sky is up there. You know? Another guy was looking for you. You know, you have to learn to obey rules of engagement. I don't mean only engagement of the force, but the engagement of even life. You know, this guy was telling his dad. He said, man, I meet something today. He said, I just saw this girl. This girl looks gorgeous. I said, hey, babe. He said, dog, how are you doing? When he said dog, he just backed off. Some things you don't say. Some things you don't do.
Hey, Pastor, I don't feel like saying anything.
You are on the way to the grave. I tell my driver when I travel, I tell him, when you get to any police or any army, roll down my glass. I'm the owner of the camera. I'm sitting at the back. Roll down your own. You grew up in a military house, so they don't do that kind of a thing. I said, you roll down. I obey the guy. You know, that's why you boys stop finding the hands of the police. You get in there. You see, roll up. Say, roll down, boy. My papers are complete. Then we say, oh, my papers is not there. Let me make you laugh. Years ago, I went to go and preach at Jebugbo. A lawyer came to carry me. You know, lawyers are very... And he was just badly addressing all these police on the road because he had his papers. He was carrying me to go and preach there. We now got to one place. Police stopped us. And he said, where is your paper? He said, it's in the boots. He was doing like that. And when he opened the boots and checked the papers, they were not there. Hey! And I used my power. He has used power finish. I said, sir, I'm a pastor. I'm going to preach somewhere. And he came to carry me. Please forgive us. He said, huh? Okay, you can go. So, tell somebody beside you, obey. Should we go in the rain? Obey. Next one, letter R. Can you still hear me? If you are going to take your own, learn to resist and rebuke. Learn to resist. Can you still hear me? What does it mean to resist? Is to block something, is to stop something from taking over your life. I like that word. Resist. When you do it with words, we call it rebuke. Did you hear me? Are you here? Some of you are wondering what will happen to the roof. Wait now, relax. James 4, verse 7. Therefore, submit to God. What did he say next? What did he say next? Resist the devil. And what will he do? What will he do? What will he do? Look at that verse. It didn't say, submit to God and the devil will leave you. It said, resist the devil. Let's see one. Let's go to Matthew. Or should we go to Mark? Okay, let's go to Mark chapter 1. Verse 23. Wow. We have been waiting for this rain for a long time. It's good rain. How many of you didn't close your window? I didn't close my own too. So relax. You get home and find wet bed. That's all right. Better than you eat. Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit. And he cried out. Let's go on. Saying, let us alone. What have you to do with you? Jesus of Nazareth, did you come to destroy us? I know who you are. The only one of God. Look at next verse. But Jesus did what? What did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? Okay. You can come over here. The water is too much there. Okay, it's raining. When we are very small, we go and enter the rain. Anybody like me? Rebuked him. Tell your neighbor. Learn to rebuke things. Can I make you laugh? Before I was born again, I used to go and dance, club dance. After I got born again, follow Jesus now. One day I was passing by a shop where they're selling the music. And I was hearing that old music and was coming. And my legs, I said, stop it! Let's go this way. Some of you, some guys are disturbing you. Rebuke them. That's your problem. The guys call me, you know it's a bad guy. I like you, girl. I like you, girl. I like you, girl. Tell him, sit down. Johnny, don't ever let me see you again. You know, I'm not your kind.
Pastor, should I do that?
Once in a while. I told one guy recently, don't come here anymore. I told him, don't come here anymore. Go somewhere else. Pastor, you said that because it's not changing his life. It's not going somewhere. No, I can't. If you are in the hospital and they can't solve your case, they transfer your case. They refer. Am I right? So I said, I'll refer you to another church. You like me? You like me? You don't like me? Whatever. I'm here. Now, stop resisting the wrong thing. Stop resisting what is good for you. You hear me? What do I say? Stop resisting what is wrong or what is good for you. Are you hearing me? For instance, learn to save now. Don't resist savings. Learn to put money aside. Don't say, Pastor, I can never save. I can't save. You know what? My life, my mother can save. My daddy can save. No. Resist it. That lack of savings. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Let me make you laugh. Tosin was telling me that when he got a job, he had to change his language, the way he talks, because it's an international job. He could have said, I can't do that. Well, that's where I am. That's where we are. Where we change job. Some things I had to resist in my life. Some things I had to stop resisting in my life. For instance now, are you everybody? Are you everybody? Sometimes when I resist sleep, it's not good for me. But sometimes I have to resist sleep to get better. Am I right? For instance now, when I'm reading my Bible, I don't know about you. Sleep, I start feeling sleepy. When I'm watching that YouTube, I don't feel sleepy. Are you hearing me? Anybody like me over here? Thank you. So what do I do? When I'm feeling sleepy, reading my Bible, you know what I do? I get up, wash my face, stand up, I'm resisting it. Huh? You got it? Tell somebody beside you, resist what you don't want in your life. Allow what is good for you. So taking your own in life, that will resist. Let us see. Last week I gave to you called conviction. What do I call it? Conviction. What is conviction? Are we here? Are we here? Okay, let us see conviction. What's the meaning of conviction? Conviction is what you are standing for, that you believe in, that you are going to just not give up on. That's your conviction. Hello? 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 Number one, I have this firm conviction that God is good. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me, somebody here? My primary conviction is that God is good. No matter how life turns out, God is good. Hallelujah. My second conviction, Jesus is my Savior. My third conviction, the Holy Spirit is my helper. My fourth conviction, I'm a child of God. And my life is not only this life. My another conviction is this. Marriage is good for me. Another conviction is this. I must learn to be diligent in my work, or else I will not get to great places. Now, I love this conviction. That's one I cherish. I come to respect everybody as a person of value. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you wear. I don't care how you live. I don't care where you are. I respect you. My children, I respect them as a human of value. Many of you don't have that. That's why when you enter a relationship, treat the guy bad. Hello. If I'm going out with a devilish person, I still respect him as valuable, beside his devilishness. Pastor, how can you say that? You must learn to see everybody. When I was in this university medical school, doctors and nurses are always thinking that, you know, no, doctors are more valuable than nurses. But I married a nurse. Now, see, yeah, you went to school. Yeah, you got MBBS. Yeah, she has RN. But you are both of the same value before God. You know why I said that? Because we are bought by the same price, the blood of Jesus. Do you hear what I just said? That's why, no matter how bad you are, I will still give some level of respect. Because you are a human being. You know, in Africa, that's our problem. When you are a leader, all followers of less value. But in US Army, you know who eat last in the cafeteria? The generals. The recruits will eat first. Because when you are made a leader, you're supposed to come down and serve them. In Africa, when you become a leader, everybody serves you. Right? You like this rain? It's pouring hard. Wow. I wish I'm on my bed now. But man's going to do what he needs to do. So what's conviction? I am not backing off on this. I'm going to get this done. And when you have a conviction, you do it with what? Control. You don't go around forcing yourself. Are you hearing me? You are not going berserk. Something happened, you just control yourself. This is my conviction. For instance, you are working in a place, you are a lady, and the boss said, I'm going out with you. You look at him, you smile, sir, I'm not going out with you. Why? Because if you sleep with me, you die. Are you a witch? Something like that. Something like that. Huh? Hey, one guy in church, he was aiming for a top position in Nigeria, top position. And he had qualified for it, but in the presidency, not recent one, they said, give us 4 million before we give it to you. He said, I'm not doing that. And he walked off. When he walked to church, I said, hey, that celebration, congratulations. Why? You live by your convictions. Are we all right? Letter E. I told you last time. What did I tell you last time? Who can remember what I told you last time? Endurance. Thank you. Now, if you are going to take your own, you must learn to stay there. Oh, let me show you one. How to take your own. 1 Kings 18. Let's close. What a nice rain. Endurance. Endurance. 1 Kings 18. Are we there? Okay, you're not opening. I'm the only one opening. Okay. No problem. Okay, it's talking about rain, so you like this one. There's not been rain for 3.5 years in Israel. No rain. So, take a look. Verse 41. 1841, 1 Kings. Then, The man of God said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is what? I'm not gonna, that's what? The sound of abundance of what? See rain? That's a good one to close with. And for 3.5 years, there was no rain. Everywhere was dry, blank cloud. Look at next verse. So how did he bring the rain? So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went to the top of Carmel, the mountain. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees. These are how women deliver babies. I'd watch delivery. When I was in school, we used to go to Lagos Allen Maternity Hospital. They call it Baby Factory of Nigeria. They deliver all the time. So they will send you as medical student to catch 20 babies and write the papers down and take it back to school. They put us a place, they give us food, and you go to the labor room where you watch women deliver. My God. Hey! Kazim, wall over, oh, you know, they scream, shout, move on the floor, and they go through, push, push, bam, baby, come out. I say, whoa. And that same girl, I was rolling on the floor, come out and drink, say, equi woman. You boys, you will never know that. You boys, you guys, your time is coming. But you see, the joy is this. All that push, all that carrying the baby for 9 months. Finally, see that baby? That's why that girl can die for that baby. She knew what she had gone through. Pick that thing up like that. It's called endurance. Elijah bowed down like as if he's going to give back to the rain. Let's look at what happened next. Next verse. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. So he sent the boy, go and look for the cloud now. So he went up and looked and said, Oga, there is nothing. Wait, and 7 times he said, go again. I told myself one story, it was on Friday. This happened to me when I was in school. You like this story? I got 2 rooms. I got a room that is officially given to me, another room as a big boy. So, another morning, I told my boys, go to my room. Somebody bring money for me. I'm trusting God. So my roommate, Abby, in Wako, I don't know where he is today. I said, go down there. So they kept on going. They kept on going. Finally, they brought the money for me from my roommate, that person had come with the money. So later I said, Abby, who brought the money? He said, they were coming too much. I had to give them the money. I said, what happened now? I said, I'm trying to create endurance and perseverance. He said, don't worry, don't have to give it to you. You must learn to report for duty in life, or else you won't get any duty. You must learn to gather that. That's the best for me. I can have that, and I'll make it happen in Jesus' name. Is that okay? One place I don't like in life is being a goalkeeper. You know, goalkeeper, you are playing World Cup. All the cameras in the world are focused on you. And then this guy just dribbled the defense. And he looked at you and dribbled you. You went this way and it entered. You know what they do? The cameraman will take it from this shot, that shot, this shot, this shot. They saw you flying out, flying in. I just want to say, take the ball, let's go home. But one day, God showed me a secret. He said, the moment they scored against you, the game changed for you. Notice something? Moment you finish play and you are scored at the score in your goalpost, they give you the ball. Am I correct? They don't give your opponents the ball. They give you the ball. Start all over again. Am I right? Clap your hands for Jesus. Tell yourself, I can always start again. I can always change the bad for the good. Is that all right? Is that all right? Endurance. Let's close with this story. Next verse. And the boy came back, and then it came to pass the 7th time that he said, there is a cloud as what? Young lady, let me ask you. You there. Have you ever seen a cloud that's small like this before in the sky? You are right. You've never seen it. Huh? You mean a cloud, this kind of cloud, and small like this, like a hand. Have you ever seen that kind of cloud on the sky before? It's not there. You know what that boy, when he went first time, he thought it was a joke. Or guy said, go see again. Second time, he went to go and see again. Third time, he knew that until he sees something new, or God will keep on sending him back. So by the fifth time, he started looking serious. He got magnifying glass. By the seventh time, he said, "Oga, I don't see something." When you are after prosperity, you will see it. When you are after success, you will see it. Are you hearing me? Stop looking away. Start, keep looking there. It will manifest. Praise God. Clap your hands for Jesus. Is that all right? Is that all right? And stop being moved by circumstances. My wife and I, when we got to marry those days, we had a lot of problems. Man! I mean, if you look at those first 5 years, we were a disaster about to happen. My God! Swami Badon, I'm about to sharp. And here I am, introvert and stubborn and stammering. When you have a guy who's stammering, there's going to be a lot of trouble. Before you say, Moses, my wife has finished talking 3 sentences. Are you hearing me? And we had a lot of struggle. We had a lot of struggle. Somebody said, "I don't want this struggle. I just want an angel." They told that angels are not human beings. They can't sleep with you. They can't buy rice. They don't know. Human beings are raw. But the greatest thing that we can get together and follow that, take it by force, our own portion in life. Anybody who sees my wife now and me, looking down the years, there was a time my wife never held microphone in church. She never did. She was still growing. Now she preaches and I go and play. Tell somebody that you have to endure. Let me read one more verse for you and I have close. 2 Timothy 2. Give us verse 8 or verse 9. I'm not very sure now. Next verse. Look at it. If we endure, what will happen to us? So my wife and I, we began to endure. Oh boy, it was tough. Pastor, why is it tough? Why is it that husband and wife will have struggle? Because we are coming from different backgrounds. Even if you are born on the same day like Esau and Jacob, we still have problems because they had. Am I right? So what do you do? In my younger days, when my wife and I had problems, I think that, man, come on, how can you? Then she look at me and say, how can you? And the how can keep on multiplying. But one day, it dawned on me that this girl needs me, man. And I need this girl. Particularly, we're a good combination. I'm introvert, it's extrovert. So when there's any extro, she applies. When it's intro, I will apply. Huh? I can't talk well. She can talk well. That's why I put her on the radio. She can talk. So what happened? I deal with big things of life. She likes to keep all the details. When I'm doing something, I don't count the money. I just keep spending. Because the money will come. That's where I believe. My wife will say, "How much?" I say, "That's your problem, not mine." She said, "It has cost us 12 million. I don't care. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Dollar has gone up. That's when I will do it." Are you hearing me? But she's keeping all the tab. Keeping all the. So when I say, "Hey, how much do we have?" I don't even know how much we have. I don't care. She has all the details. What a beautiful thing in life. Hallelujah. For instance, I would say, "We're having a program. We're going to eat there." Guess what? That's the last thing I said about it. I walked away. And as we now combine everything, work it out together, and all of you will have a good food. Am I right? Clap for her. And now, we are not having any lunch because it's not around yet. When she comes back, we'll have another lunch again, right? But wait for lunch from me. You're going to show up 20:30. Are you hearing me? For instance, I get the money for school fees. I don't know where to pay the school fees. That's not my concern. I just write one check. They go and do something. I don't care. When I travel by air, I don't feel forms. I hate forms. So my wife will be there. One day, I'll tell me alone. They gave me the form. I said, "I don't like forms." He said, "Where is your wife?" "My wife is all here." I said, "You better fill it or you're not going anywhere." I start calling her. Even my ATM, I don't remember. I have so come with me years ago. But working, all my details were with him, all my ATM. So the day I was getting married, I was coming from Lagos, and I was at ShopRite. And I got to the counter. He said, bye. I pulled out at the ATM. So come at the engagement ceremony. I don't keep details like that. You know what? I don't keep. They ask Albert Einstein, the best brain in the world. They said, give us the answer. 50 times 40. He said, my brain's not used for that one. That's for calculator. So I don't keep on. So I was standing over there at ShopRite. So come in. The guy's wearing a bad eye. Go. I called. He didn't go through. So I started doing like this. Mini man. I finally entered. When he entered, I cut my load and checked out. Are we here? Tell yourself, I'll take my portion in life. I'll take my portion in life. Good things of life, I will not lose them. So I'll take it by faith, by obedience, by resistance and rebuking, and by my conviction and what? Endurance. How many of you want to do well in life? Are you really sure? Are you really sure? So give up all the excuses. Let's get to it. Like we read last week, get some inner circle that will show you what to do, move on with it, and your person is available for you. What do I say? I want to close with this. Everybody here, in the world we are living today, learn marketing skills. What do I say? Learn marketing skills. When we were growing up, when my generation was growing up, those were before me, you never learn anything marketing. You just learn to do well and do good, and then they will employ you, and they will get to do things. But today, you must learn how to speak, communicate, and sell what you have appreciably. Are you hearing me? What today is communication. So learn to market. When you go to marketing, you will learn how to suffer rejection again and again and again. And you have to say, please, and please, and please. Finally, somebody will say, they want to buy. Am I right? So learn marketing skills. Is that all right? Find a course. Go for it. Go on YouTube. Learn how to market things. Learn how to market yourself. Learn how to endure people's rejection. And then you will see what God will do in your life. Is that all right? Do we get it? Are you sure? Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Any question? Let's take some questions before we leave here. Do you know what? We have outlived the rain. It came with all this noise. It's going back to its place. All right. Wet bed, wet clothes, don't worry. It will all get dry. The sun will come back. Yes, any question, please do. Right now, I want to be giving you the best to learn from. Okay, let's give our offering too. Let's give our offering. And our papers have been passed around. Ask any question. Please do. Please do. Ask any question. Stop being terrified by failure. You will never, never find somebody to marry if you can't take no by an answer. Are you hearing me? Like one guy went to one lady. He said, hey, will you marry me? He said, no. The guy said, if you miss me, you are missing what you... All right, great. Any question, please do ask. Ask any question. We're going to give our offering to Father. We thank you in Jesus' name. We bring our offerings to you. We give with joy in our heart. Thank you for making it happen for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give. Any question, please? I feel like saying this to ladies here. Learn to also resist the mood. There are certain times in your life where mood will just get moody. Learn to start controlling your mood. Let me warn you, women are becoming a mighty force in the world today. So learn to work on yourself. MD of Zenith, a lady. MD of GTB, a lady. MD of Access, a lady. MD of FCMB, a lady. MD of IMF, a lady. MD of, Pastor Moore, ECB, a lady. Great, let's give our offering. Any question, please ask questions. Please feel free. Thank you. All right. Anybody? It's all clear? Are you sure?
Pastor, I just want to go home.
It's raining, so you can't go anywhere. You better ask questions. We'll still be here. Okay, the way it's going on now, this Q&A will shut it down. Should we? Someone said no. You are becoming church girls and church boys. You don't ask questions anymore. All right, no more questions. All right, let's shut down. It's great. Let's go home. And when we close now, you go out into the rain. Is that all right? All right. Great. All right. They have a ladies meeting next Sunday. The anxious lady. How do you tackle that? Next Sunday, 5 p.m. It's another one for mature single. That's what they call it. On Sunday, May 5th. So take a look and talk about relationships. Let's come around. I think they have food. Oh, this one. I really want to attend this one. I'm asking you to come. Even if you are not yet working, we're going to talk about Christian career professionals. How do you work well? How do you get promoted at work? How do you manage your boss? If you are into business, you don't have to come. But if you are going to work for somebody else, you're going to work for an organization, a career pathway, please come around. We have different workshops that day. Even if you don't have, I'd like you to come and help us in the hall. Serve. Do whatever you can, you guys, so come around. That's on May Day. That's next week, not this week. Next week, Wednesday. All right, let's go home. A question? Oh, finally, we have woken up. What's the question?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. First time you came to church, you asked a question. I remember.
Yes, sir. Yes. Sir, please, there's this controversial argument about tattoo.
What?
Tattoo.
Tattoo?
Yes.
Or tattoo?
Tattoo, yes.
Tattoo, okay,
yes.
Tattoo, all right.
So there's this man of God that actually says that tattoo is not a sin. That even Jesus Christ have all our names on his part. So I want to be sure that, is it true that it's right for a child of God to tattoo on his body?
You are wearing Life Media, same media jacket.
Okay.
Is it sin to wear that or not?
Sir?
Is it sin to wear the jacket?
No, sir.
Did Jesus wear it?
No, sir.
You know, I don't know. That's what I'm talking about. There are bigger things to talk about. You can tattoo your head. Tattoo your whatever. You know, there are bigger things in life. You can tattoo on your head, Christ Jesus my Lord. And you can put over there, mark of the beast. Whatever you want to do. You know? Let's get serious. Are you okay? Let's pastors should not be dabbling to that. They should leave that alone. There are bigger things to talk about life, about future, about career. Pastor, why you always okay, let's go and see. Did Jesus go to the toilet? Did you use Saranga or WC? You know, all that kind of a thing. Don't read your own idea into the Bible. Surprise, surprise, surprise. You know that in the Bible, boys wear earrings. But that's not my message. You can wear earring on your throat. That's your business. What are you having me? Think that's not humanitarian to be humanitarian. Some of us, you know what this is? Woman, oh, come on, give me a break. So, destiny, all right? You want a tattoo? You want a tattoo? Do you want to? Do you want to? That's what matters. Do you want to? You don't want to. Just close it. Don't put up somebody else. All right. Pastors want to monitor everybody. I don't monitor anybody. Mr. Pastor, you don't control anybody, even my children. I don't check on my children, check their phone, what are they talking to, where are they going. If I need to know, God will show me. And I want to follow you around. Close your eyes. I follow you around. I see you to one boy. Come back. Which boy are you going around with? No, listen. I have work to do now. Pastor, what about if you get on Bella? We'll start too late. What for alone you? I'm a manager. Huh? And all these kind of people just worry. One of my teachers said something. He said, even when my two deacons start fighting, I go and sleep. When they finish fighting, they call me and they pray for forgiveness and we match on. Are you hearing me? So, also, this minor things. Should I grow bad or not grow bad? One pastor was fighting people that grow bad because they look like communists. You know, years ago, one pastor was fighting trousers like no one. He said, no, trousers is not right. Blah, 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 blah. So he traveled to Germany with his wife, and they went in winter. Cold nearly killed her. She had to borrow her neighbor's trousers to go and buy her own in the market. Because you can't wear that like this in the cold. What could that buy? You have 3 trousers. When the man came out from Germany, all these local pastors, they just be fighting about what is not. They say, women should only tie wrapper, men should not tie wrapper. Go to Cross River. You see men tie wrapper in the morning, drinking brukutu. No, you be watching over things like that, you know, come on. Pastor, should I use your ring, small or big? You know, cover your head with your earring. That's your problem. You know, my wife, sometimes I used to tell her, oh, we are this weather. I don't do that anymore. You know, I have enough to do. Let's talk about bigger things, about building houses, paying money, dollars. My wife must not wear, you know, something, a hairstyle. One time, my brother came and said, Daddy, I want to cut my hair. I said, so what? You know, cut it. You want to leave it. That's your, you know, you can move on. You're my daughter. Praise God. Is that all right? No, but I'm talking about buying a car for your daughter. Not hearing, go critical, technical. You don't know. About prospering, about taking over. That's what I'm talking about. Is that all right?
But Pastor, the way you are talking, people can become ransom sometimes. They can just be misbehaving. They be drinking beer.
To buy you, to buy. But got what did they. You know, all those kind of, give me a break. Are we all right? Are we okay? Tell somebody beside you. Wear what you want to wear. Eat what you want to eat. But know that there is for everything consequence and repercussions. If you eat meat pie all your life, if you see pie grow on your head, that's your problem. Are we all right? So stop letting pastors tell you what to, let's see that one in the Bible. We should read this one in the Bible. Let's go. Chapter 2, Colossians. What I just said, I'll show you in the Bible. Are we ready? Come and see. Beautiful. 2, Colossians. See, these guys don't read New Testament. They only read Old Testament. Women should not wear men's clothes. It's in that place. You know that place where they read the Bible, women should not wear men's clothes. It's also there. You must not plant different crop into the same farm. You must not plant rice plus beans at the same time. You must not plant, can I show you another one? You must not wear clothes of different materials. So let's find out sinners in church today. You know me? You are a sinner. James, 2-time sinner. You are almost wearing it, but no, that one is different too. You two, different colors. Rachel is holy. She's wearing the same material all through. Oh no, you are a sinner. Okay, no, you're not a sinner. You're wearing the same thing. Oh, you are a sinner. Elizabeth, am I right? You are wearing different. Oh, this guy, you are not a sinner, but you are a sinner. Something's over here. Bye. Colossians 2. Let's read toward the end and then we close. Let's look at verse, let's jump down to, give us NLT, verse 20. Beautiful. NLT, verse 20. You have died with Christ. Take a look. Hey, take a look. And he has set you free from the spiritual powers of this world. So why do you keep on following the rules of the world? Such as, don't handle, don't taste, don't touch. Such rules are mere human teachings about things that deteriorate as you use them. When you die, they bury you up with your tattoo in your body. You won't go to heaven with a tattoo. When you have your ring like this, after you finish, you remove it and sleep. Am I right? Next verse. What do you say? These rules may seem wise because they require strong devotion, pious self-denial, and severe bodily what? Some of these women, they won't comb their hair. They will say it's natural. They won't look well. When you come near them, you have to cover your nose. Huh? Forgive me, oh. Huh? What is they wear something like this? Huh? I mean, I can't marry them. Sorry. All those rules, they provide no help in conquering a person's evil desires. I was told years ago that these Christians, they look like Christians. They have everything tied up and they were cheating the exam all. I said, cool. So stop meddling with things like that. Can we read some more? Is that the end of it? That's the end of it. So please, don't live on those kind of things. You know, some churches, everybody must wear uniform. Look like pastor. Pastor does his haircut like this. Everybody, don't do my haircut. I don't even have any haircut. I don't have any, I just... My Baba was in this church where all workers must wear English dress. And she has a big belly. Forgive me, he was telling me. So they said, you can't join for workforce. Why? He must wear shirt and when he said do like this, he said do like this, you know? What are you going to do? If you walk at the altar, you must wear a suit. Are you hearing me? Nothing's wrong with that. You can wear a suit. I wear a suit once in a while. James looks like a pastor this morning. You can do that. But I'm free, man. I'm free. Pastor, what can I wear to church? Wear anything. Don't come and pant. Are you all right? Is that all right? Just see that you dress modestly, but we can't be dictating to you what to wear, what to something. You know, we talk to children. We're going nowhere. Is that all right? Are you okay? Are you happy? Eri, you got a question? Thank you. Now, of course, more trouble now. Yeah, Eri.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, church.
Good afternoon.
Okay, so as regards faith.
Faith, yeah.
I want to ask that, what is the balance between you walking in faith or having faith and you being delusional?
Huh?
You walking in faith and you being delusional.
Are you being?
Delusional, like you are deceiving yourself. Yes. Yeah. Delulu. So how do you balance it?
I can tell you the answer. It's who you are hanging around with. It's who you are. If you are hanging around Jesus and his word, it will be faith. But if you're hanging around guys who are delusional, you know, nobody who actually spent time in the word of God, and all of us actually are delusional. Tell your neighbor, we're all delusional. Tell your neighbor beside you, tell him, you're not actually being delusional, you're not being delusional. See, when you think that you're not delusional, you're actually delusional. All of us over here, we have false images, false pictures, ideas, grandiose ideas. When you are small, when they ask what you want to be, what do you say? Fireman, I'm alive. We have all kinds of things. I want to be doctor. What are you today? We are delusional. But when we come to Christ, he started working on us. All the apostles were delusional. But when he started working, it happened to all of us. Like Peter now. Where do you call? Is it delusional or faith? When he says, Lord, can I come and walk with you on the water? Yeah. I mean, is it delusional? It's partly delusional, partly faith. You know, everybody else was sitting down in the boat. They were not getting up. And Peter said, well, please, sit down. Don't do that. In the middle of the night, go to walk on the sea. Try it in the afternoon when there is a boat to rescue you. And you know, he said, come on, boy. And then he stepped out. And he started walking on the boat. Hey! Man, he got crazy, you know. And he started sinking. The Lord grabbed him. Let me say this to you. Every child likes the magical. Am I right? Every child likes cartoon. Am I right? You know why? There's something in us about possibilities of life. Huh? That we want to fly. Then we came to see we didn't have wings. But faith can give us wings. Don't quickly call it delusional. It can be practicing. Later, the same Peter went to the beautiful gate and raised the guy up. The other ones, what were they doing? So I will tell you this. Keep trying. I've tried to walk on the water before. Wait. Yeah. put my legs, first one, it went inside the water. I said, next time, we'll try it again. Because if the first one doesn't float, next one won't float. Oh, I believe God for all kinds of things. One time I was traveling, I got to a particular place, and rain was coming. I don't know like that. And I've not gotten a vehicle yet. I got stopped. I said, rain, stop! Don't fall now until I enter a taxi. The thing kept coming, nearly got to me, the taxi. Next time I said that, rain beats me. Are you hearing me? Doesn't matter. I'm practicing. Anyway, it doesn't cost much. It doesn't cost much. Rain, stop. It didn't stop. Beat me. It doesn't cost much. So keep practicing your faith. For instance, my faith should be believing God and I believe for something bigger, something greater. Do that. All right? Is that all right? Daniel, you can believe for something that's bigger. Your life will be happier. All right. We should be true now. Our son is no longer. Oh, thank you for the. Let's clap for the guy for this picture. Come and see. So, Eric, that's delusional. But that's faith. And when faith meets delusional, there'll be a miracle. I like that one. So thank you. Anybody else? Let's close. Yeah. Okay, let's go and get up on your feet. I mean, okay, that's looking like delusional to believe God for a factory. Am I right? I mean, look at delusional. When you get to my office talking about millions, I said, how are we going to get it? Hey! I said, you should go home. Some of you will crucify me. Sit down, you have not eaten your food, and there's a cake for your bad day. Let's come and close. Okay. Okay, let's do cake first. Eric, come and hold the microphone and do the cake for them. Okay, bring the cake. All right, give Eric the microphone. Come and do the normal thing you do. All right. Yeah. Bring the cake quickly. Oh, actually, we ate your cake in second service. Huh? Pastor, that's delusional. No, we got it replaced. Can I have the cake quickly? Can we have the cake? Choir, you want to sing again? Okay, singing for bad day. Thank you. Beautiful. If you are born in the month of April, Shola, come over. If you are born in the month of April, can you stand up? Month of April. Thank you. Anybody else? Oh, Tunde, thank you. Anybody else? David? Anybody else? Oh, my. Is that a sound of drum or cloud? Cloud. Sounds like drum, too. Please come forward. Let's clap for them as they come. Thank you. Come. Thank you. Come. Let's clap for them very well now. Thank you. Great. Stand over here. Let's pray, Father. Let's pray to the Father for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for these young men and young women. Thank you for your loving kindness over their lives. Lord, this couple of years that they have spent on earth, I'm asking that the years ahead of them, show them your mercy. Show them your loving kindness. Help them to see that you are on their side and we'll give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Erin, let's do this. Can you come over here?
Let's walk towards the cake.
Come around your cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Sola. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Please, whose birthday is today? Is anybody's birthday today? Yesterday, tomorrow, okay, please, hold the cake. Please, let's hold the cake with her. So, put your hands. Okay, and let's spell Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. Jesus, happy birthday.
May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless. May the good Lord. May the good Lord. May the good Lord. Eshe, oh, you are. I'm open one. so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, Baba.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, choir. Thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Congratulations to our birthday celebrants. We'd like to also celebrate our first timers. If there's anyone worshiping with us for the first time, can you just signify by waving your hand? It's your first time. Wow, we have someone. Can we say, can you please stand on your feet? We're so happy to have you. You're welcome. We have some gifts that we'd like to give to you. Can you just take your bag, your Bibles, everything you came to church with, and go with that lady over there? She'll get some information and give you all the gifts we have for you. Can we celebrate her as she goes out? Praise God. You're welcome in Jesus' name. Okay, so our donuts and drinks is coming in. So let's just patiently wait as we get it. And also, okay, also the ELN network have some food stuff at the security stand outside the gate. So some gari, some rice, oil, any of those things you need. Just after service at the security stand, you can get it there. Praise God. And please take note of all the programs in church. 1st of May, there's also a program for ladies, also a program for matured singles and all. And also, let's take note of midweek services, Tuesday 5:30 for Bible study, maturity school. We also have Friday, where we have a longer time to worship. If you notice our service, we don't have so much time to worship. But on Friday, we have hours to worship. So every Friday, 5:30. And please invite your friends for this service so that they can enjoy everything we are enjoying. Praise God. So we'll just get our food and we'll leave this place very soon. Praise God.